ready. Let's go.
Not until I've had a talk with your father. You wait here in the hall.
Come in, dear. Ready for church?
Frank, I want to have a talk with you.
Well, sit down. Why so serious?
Frank, ever since Alice has been a little girl, I've been trying to get you to go to church.
Now, Elizabeth, we've gone over this, and you know how I feel about church.
Well, I've never talked to you like this before, Frank, but I feel like I must. Frank, you need more than church. You need Christ. Sometimes I feel that all you care about is money and power.
Now, Elizabeth, when I want a sermon, I'll go to church. I love you, and we've managed nicely without interfering with each other's religious beliefs. Let's not spoil it now.
Frank, I don't mean to interfere. It's just that I don't want to see you sell your soul for a few dollars. Don't you see, dear? I'm concerned because I love you.
Well, I realize you're trying to help, but you're going at it the wrong way. Now, you'd better hurry or you'll be late to church.
Transcribed from Greenville in South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles. Mr. Frank Mann is a coin collector, very wealthy and successful. He lives in that white stone house that everybody looks at the second time. It's almost Easter Sunday, and the family is preparing for the day.
Where did you get them, Mother?
Ed Bielu's, honey. Aren't they pretty?
The brown is the same as the stripe in your dress. You'll be a dream.
Well, I'd better start dinner. Did you order the meat, dear?
Ordered and already cooking.
Oh, Alice, you didn't.
Dinner is practically on the table.
Oh, you're a dear. Frankly, I'm dead tired.
Now, Mother, you sit right here and read this paper, and daughter Alice will set the table.
Did your father call?
Not since I've been home, Mother.
Well, let's see. I see here in the paper that the sunrise service will be at 5:30. I wonder how large the crowd will be.
Mother, they always get a crowd.
Well, at least there'll be one more with your father going. Oh, I really want him to go.
He promised, Mother, and I've never seen Daddy break a promise.
You're getting better than your mother at cooking.
Well, now, I like that.
You should see Mother's new outfit.
I'm not showing it till Easter morning. Frank will see it when he takes me to church.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean when Mrs. Mann takes me to church? This wasn't my idea, you know.
Daddy.
Well, your mother knows I have no time for church. I'm busy. Oh, I'll go all right, but let's not hear any more until next Easter.
Mother?
Don't eat so rapidly, dear. You still have 30 minutes.
Sorry. Chuck is stopping for me at 8:15.
Where's your father?
Said he'd be right down.
Good morning, everybody. Just turn the eggs over once, please.
Morning, Dad. You sure look sharp.
Well, thank you, dear. I guess it's because I'm getting something I've waited 15 years for.
What's that, dear?
Well, there's a dealer from overseas coming by Sunday morning.
Sunday?
Why, yes, Sunday, with some rare coins that I've...
What time Sunday?
Sometime Sunday morning. Why all the questions? This doesn't concern you or Alice. You're always going to church anyway. Oh, yes, I promised, didn't I? Well, this will have to be one time Frank Mann breaks his promise.
Alice!
All ready. Let's go.
Not until I've had a talk with your father. You wait here in the hall.
Come in, dear. Ready for church?
Frank, I want to have a talk with you.
Well, sit down. Why so serious?
Frank, ever since Alice has been a little girl, I've been trying to get you to go to church.
Now, Elizabeth, we've gone over this, and you know how I feel about church.
Well, I've never talked to you like this before, Frank, but I feel like I must. Frank, you need more than church. You need Christ. Sometimes I feel that all you care about is money and power.
Now, Elizabeth, when I want a sermon, I'll go to church. I love you, and we've managed nicely without interfering with each other's religious beliefs. Let's not spoil it now.
Frank, I don't mean to interfere. Well, it's just that I don't want to see you sell your soul for a few dollars. Oh, don't you see, dear? I'm concerned because I love you.
I realize you're trying to help, but you're going at it the wrong way. Now, you'd better hurry or you'll be late to church. Now for some good music and good book. Hello. Oh, you must be the coin collector. I'm Frank Mann. Won't you come in? Let's sit here, Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith, can we use this table to look over your collection? How long have you been in the business, Mr. Smith?
Oh, quite some years.
Well, you come to me well recommended, and I don't mind telling you I'm anxious to see your collection.
Well, I must advise you that these coins are extravagant.
Oh, price is no object. Let's see your collection.
I have a silver coin here, almost 2,000 years old.
Let me see that. Sounds good. Can't read the date.
Well, I have affidavits to prove that the coin is over 1,500 years old.
Think of that. I'll take that coin.
Oh, don't you want to see the rest? There are more to this series.
Pardon me. Certainly, let's see them.
There.
Wait till I show these at the club. 1,500 years old. Think of that.
Now, if you're interested in this collection, Mr. Mann, I'm afraid that I'll not be able to break the series.
What's your proposition?
Well, my contract will read that you agree to take the entire series at my price.
Your price? Now, just a minute, Mr. Smith.
Well, I am sorry I seem to draw such a hard bargain, Mr. Mann, but, well, I feel this series can be sold anywhere in the world.
Maybe so, but I feel like I'd like to examine them for a few days.
Well, I would have liked to see you have this series.
Oh, just a minute. I do want the coins. Oh, all right, I'll go along. Let me have the contract. I'll sign it right now.
Thank you, Mr. Mann.
I tell you, I'll be the envy of the whole club.
Oh, yes, they'll be shocked, all right.
My checkbook's in the other room. I'll just...
Oh, never mind. You can do that on my way out. I really must go.
But you must stay for dinner.
No, I really don't have the time. I have several other appointments. Oh, give my regards to your wife and daughter when they return from church.
But how did you... Oh, I guess I must have mentioned it.
Well, as a matter of fact, you didn't. You see, I know you're not a churchgoer, and I know you've turned down Jesus Christ dozens of times. You see, you have chosen the things your money can buy rather than accepting Jesus as your Savior. And with those coins, your soul will be damned in hell.
Now, wait just a minute. No person can talk to me like that in my house. Now, I'll get you your check and you can leave.
Oh, never mind the money. I've gotten what I came for.
But the coins...
Yes. All 30 of them. 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces almost 2,000 years old. Get it, Mr. Man?
Not Judas.
Yes, Judas. The coins he used to betray Christ. I gave them to him. And I've been selling them ever since, you fool.
Then you're...
Yes, Satan, Mr. Man. The devil himself, right in your home.
Take them back. I'll not buy them.
Too late. When you signed your name on this paper, you traded your soul for 30 pieces of silver.
No, no.
Yes, and now you're coming to hell with me.
In here, dear.
Did you look at the rose, dear? Why, well, what's the matter, Frank? Are you ill?
Did you pass a strange-looking man on the sidewalk?
What?
A foreign-looking man with a beard. Did you see him?
What on earth are you saying?
Where are those coins?
He's not awake, Mother. He'll be all right in a minute. Take a look at the roast, Alice. I'm sure your father didn't know there was a roast on.
Oh, thank God. It was only a dream. Thank God.
Well, what did you say, dear?
Nothing. How was church?
Oh, Frank, I wanted you there so badly.
Well, what time is the evening service?
Frank, are you serious?
Well, yes. Frank Mann has turned down Jesus Christ for the last time.
Today's Miracles cast were Mr. and Mrs. Alan Ungerecht, Bonnie Olson, and Jack Buttram. Our sound was by Charles Frick, original music by James Martin. Our script was written by Glenn Shunk, produced by Jack Buttram, assisted by Leslie Ross. Corbin Tabler was our recording engineer, and this is Dave Yerrick speaking. Miracles is a Bob Jones University production.